know if there's enough hours in the day to dedicate the double team. Have you ever, like, thought to yourself, what would it be like to go back in time and watch Star Wars again for the first time ever, or Jurassic Park, or any movie that you love with all your heart? You can't do it. You can't watch it for the first time again. But maybe something can bring back a bit of joy in your life that reminds you of being a kid enjoying something that you love. I put on Double Team today in just the hopes that, I don't know, just because I'm watching Van Damme movies. I'm watching them for a podcast. And I thought this was a joke. Like, when this came out, it was the 90s, right? And I'm a Seattle Sonics fan, even though they don't exist. But back in the 90s, of course, Michael Jordan and the Bulls were like the best thing, and everybody loved them, but they only loved them because they were good. None of them were actually Bulls fans. I was a Sonics fan through and through. And so I hated the Bulls. And Dennis Rodman played for the Bulls. So I hated Dennis Rodman. So when this movie came out, I never bothered. I didn't, because it's stupid. You're going to make a Van Damme movie with Dennis Rodman? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Well, I'll be damned if this isn't the best thing I've watched in a long time. It's so good. It's so Van Damme. So right out of the gate, the first thing you need to know is, like, it's on Netflix as of the day I'm recording and probably the day this comes out. And when you fire it up on Netflix, you know how it has a little R rating in the corner, and then it tells you why it's R rated. It doesn't say language. It doesn't say violence or sex. It just says rated R for nonstop action violence. And I'll be damned if that doesn't sum it up. Even the people who watched this movie to rate it know that it's rated R because the shit just doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And there's so much in it, and they pack like six plots. Like, okay, they had a bunch of movie scripts, and they said, we'll take that piece. We'll take that piece. We'll take that piece. Oh, we have a contract with Rodman. Throw him in. And then they put it in the oven, and what came out was the most decadent thing you've ever seen. This movie... I'm so happy. Okay, now, so not only does it star Van Damme and Dennis Rodman, but it also, the main villain is Stavros, and he is played by Mickey Rourke. They just loaded this movie up, and Mickey Rourke is like the cool guy who doesn't look at explosions. Okay, now, so Stavros is... Now, Van Damme is retired and married with a kid on the way, but the guy comes to get him out of retirement, and he's like, I'm not leaving retirement. And he says, yeah, but Stavros is back. And so Van Damme is like, all right, I'm coming out of retirement. And for this mission, Stavros is meeting this woman who's like a nanny, I guess, that has his son that he can't keep around because he's essentially the terrorist for hire. You know, like, you need a terror plot done. This is the guy you get. And so he can't keep his loved ones around because, you know, he doesn't want them in the middle of everything. Well, they're like doing a sting for him for getting Stavros. And there's a huge shootout. And sadly, Stavros's young boy passes away in the film. And during this fight, there's a bomb that goes off and it knocks Van Damme out. Right. So right now we've got a plot to a movie, just a classic Van Damme plot. You know, the tables are a little turned, like, you killed Stavros's boy. He didn't do it, but it was just some negligence on the part of the people doing the mission. And it is a huge shootout in a damn carnival. People everywhere. Innocent people die all over the place. It's one of the most botched things. It never comes up again. But Van Damme wakes up on an island. Now, that was the first movie plot, right? We got Van Damme versus Stavros over the death of the son. That's enough to fill out a Van Damme movie. The plots are simple. You don't need to over-inflate things. They said, screw that. Let's overinflate this bitch. And so they add this subplot. Now, Van Damme wakes up on an island filled with assumed dead agents and spies, all of which, not all of which, most of which he recognizes from either thinking he had killed them or thought they had died, but none of them did. And they work for something called the Colony. And the Colony is a group of these spies that review, like, real-time, you know, terrorist events, missiles being moved around. They just kind of review things and look for possible dangers and stuff like that. And they're sort of like this advisory team that no one knows exists called the Colony. This is a plot for its own movie. But it's just here in the middle of this movie with Rodman. Now, we get introduced to Rodman before that mission where everything goes bad. And he's basically an arms dealer. And it's so Rodman. Like, the movie owns all of its, I don't know what you want to call it. All of the things that come along with Dennis Rodman are in the movie. The over-the-top attire, the piercings, the tattoos, the colored hair. It just is full. Like, when you go to Rodman's house in this movie, it is full Rodman. There's no, like, I think he had a say in the design. He's like, I need this shit to look ridiculous. And they pulled it off. And so after, okay, so we're back at the Colony. This movie, they're at the Colony. So Van Damme needs to escape, but they got these lasers in the water that will kill you immediately. And they're on an island, so he can't just swim away. But occasionally they get these deliveries, right? And when the deliveries come, they make it where you have to go to your room and hold your thumb on this panel to make sure, because this is the only time the lasers go down. And you have to be holding this panel, otherwise they know you're not where you're supposed to be, and you can't, you know, just more security. So Van Damme does a training montage. Good. It's so good, this training montage. It's excellent. Because he doesn't have all the things he needs. He doesn't have weights, right? Because he's in the Colony. And they are not men of action in the Colony. There's no need to be fit to do, you know, missions and stuff. So he gets a bucket and fills it with rocks and lifts it with his legs doing the splits. He ties a rope around the bathtub, fills it with water, and does, like, crunches. And his veins are popping out, and he's Van Damming it, and he's making the sounds, and you just sit in your chair and you let this wash over you because you know he's going to get away. And he is so smart. He is so committed, because here's what happens. So as they're reviewing these terrorist attacks, he sees a note on a wall that says, I've got your butterfly. He knows this is Stavros saying, I've got your wife, because his wife has this butterfly tattoo and she's synonymous with it. And so he knows this is a message from Stavros, who knows I'm alive somehow, and that he's got my lady. So Stavros has captured his wife, an unborn child, through the means of saying, hey, we've got. She's like an artist, and he buys her art and puts on a gallery and all this other stuff. She thinks that Van Damme is dead. So once he sees, now he's motivated to get out, right? You've got my wife and my unborn child. I got to protect them. So he cuts the, similar to like in Seven, he cuts the thumbprint off of his thumb and attaches it to this contraption that's like timed for when the air raid comes, when the lasers turn off for this. So they drop a care package and they pick up a care package in one sweep of this airplane thing. And so he, like, times it where the thumbprint hits the pad, so it buys him time. Everybody thinks he's in his room, and he jumps off a cliff. He swims through the water. He fights this guy under the water who tries to, so he's underwater, Van Damme is, right? And this guy's like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to suffocate him. So he puts a bag around Van Damme's head. But the thing is, he's already underwater. What? You know, like, what's that really doing? You're not preventing him from getting oxygen when he's already underwater. It's ridiculous. But then he attaches himself, kills that guy. Well, doesn't kill him. He basically, like, knocks his scuba gear off so the guy has to go get it. Otherwise, he'll suffocate. And he attaches himself to the care package as it's airlifted away. He fights some guys on the airplane, dumps them off. He asks if they have parachutes first because he's that kind of guy. Kicks them off the plane, gets it to land back wherever the hell he's going. And he meets up once again with Dennis Rodman. So at first I'm like, okay, the movie, we're like 30 minutes in and already we've got two films. So I thought, okay, is Dennis Rodman just like a gimmick? Like they just put him here to get people to watch it. And I think, yes, that's the case, but he adds value to this movie. I can't deny that he is part of the good parts. It's batshit, this movie. He goes back to the arms dealer, who is Rodman. And he's like asking for help, and I'll pay you back. And he's like, I'll pay you in a CIA bank account somehow. And Rodman's like, sure, I love trouble. Rodman is here for the danger. But Rodman follows him around overseas to get the money back. And to make sure he gets his payment. But then you find out, Rodman finds out, hey, I'm really just looking for my son that Stavros has captured, and my wife. And of course, being the man that he is, Yaz is his character's name. Dennis Rodman's like, ah, keep your money. I'm going to help you either way. So we get one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. When you have Dennis Rodman in a movie, you got to have basketball puns. And they got a ton of them. But my favorite basketball pun, probably in the history of cinema, is in this movie. They're in an airplane. And they're going to dive bomb down on Stavros' house or whatever. And he's like, Van Damme's like, where's my parachute? And Rodman says, I made this for you. It's better than a parachute. He's like, are you sure it works? Yeah, it works. I made it. And so as a way to test it, Rodman is not supposed to be here, but he pushes Rodman out of the plane without a parachute and then jumps wearing this makeshift parachute. We don't know what it is. And he goes down and he hugs Rodman to keep him from falling and then opens the parachute, but it's not a parachute. It inflates into a giant basketball and they bounce as they hit the ground. Holy shit. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna go all in on basketball puns, go as hard as possible and do this type of thing in your movie. Yes. So there's various action sequences happen and they're all great. And then there's a point where Van Damme is fighting this guy in one of the various fight scenes that happens. And this guy's a badass martial artist. So they get this guy, and I'm not going to say his name because I'll pronounce it wrong, but it's XinXinXiong. And he is a true-to-life martial artist. He's been in a bunch of martial arts films, almost completely, you know, in different languages, not American films. But he was in this, and this fight scene, he's only there for a blip. Like, it's one scene. And this is another guy you could get to just be the main badass bad guy that maybe works for Stavros, and then you lead up to that fight scene. But no, they just put it here in the middle of the movie. And this martial artist guy has a switchblade between his feet that he's holding with his feet as he's fighting and trying to stab Van Damme with his feet. And they trash this hotel room. It's awesome. And so he ends up beating this guy. And this is my point with this movie. There are so many things that you could just say, let's build a movie around that. And this movie says, nah, that'll buy us 5 minutes tops. And so you get this condensed action fest of just everything thrown against the wall at once, and it sounds like a recipe for disaster, and it works so well. So they go to Rome. This is where the final fight happens, right? But they have to find him first, and how they find him is that Rodman says, "We got to go see my brother." And he's like, "You have a brother?" He's like, "Yeah, I got a brother." And the brothers are actually these monks, computer monks, cyber monks. They live underground and they speak slang because they've been around Dennis Rodman so much. And they do this fist bump thing where they do like a side to side fist bump. And then both of them turn their fist upright and it's the coolest thing. And they find out where Stavros is, and Stavros has the baby because the baby's been born, and they save the mom in a scene that I don't really want to recap because even though it's fine, there's better things to be had, like a damn tiger. We had a tiger yesterday. We had the triple tiger attack, and now we have another tiger that he has to fight. And so he fights the tiger, and then there's like landmines everywhere, and they have to watch out for the landmines, and all the landmines are marked with these crosses, and they go Rodman drives into the stadium when he's not even supposed to be there, where this fight's happening, and he swoops in and grabs the baby on a motorcycle, and then just leaves and hides the baby, and then comes back and martial arts some guys and throws them around making basketball punts. And inside the stadium is Van Damme fighting Mickey Rourke, and Mickey Rourke, they get into a fight and they step on a mine because Dennis Rodman had moved the markers so that he wouldn't know where they are, and then he blows up and dies along with the tiger because the tiger comes and attacks Mickey Rourke, and they get away. And there's like a little bit of tie-in with the colony comes back, the guy who's running the colony, and he's like, "Ha ha! He's basically going to let him go. I'm exhausted. Holy shit. Just go get, stop listening because it's almost over, but it's on Netflix. Watch Double Team." I can't believe I let this movie slip for so long as a Van Damme fan because I thought Rodman is just a gimmick. And maybe it is, but they just throw everything at this movie and they try really, really hard to make it as entertaining as possible for every second they possibly could. And it works, and they pull it off. And if you're going into the movie looking for some sort of amazing commentary or like big brain acting or anything, just go away. You're in the wrong part of town. This movie is here to make you enjoy yourself for an hour and a half and forget about everything else because it just doesn't stop. It is nonstop action violence coming at your face. Go watch it. This gets 5 out of 5 Van Dammes. I'd give it more, but I have to obey the rules. I gave that one movie, I wanted to give half a Van Damme, one Van Damme, because that's the rule. And I want to give this movie like 8 or 10 Van Dammes, but I give it 5. 5 Van Dammes out of 5. This is it. Go. Watch it. Go turn it on. Go. Get out of here. I'm sick of you coming and listening to this instead of